USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump and Joe Biden are debating in Cleveland. They were asked if scientists can be trusted regarding COVID-19.
There's millions of scientists. There's thousands of scientists out there that don't work for him. Their job doesn't depend on him. That's not, they're the people. They're, and by the way,
to the scientists that are in charge, by the way, they will have the vaccine very soon.
Let him finish.
You believe for a moment what he's telling you in light of all the lies he's told you about the whole issue relating to COVID. He still hasn't even acknowledged that he knew this was happening, knew how dangerous it was going to be back in February, and he didn't even tell you. He's on record as saying it. He panicked or he just looked at the stock market. One of the two, because guess what? A lot of people died.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
President Trump's pick for the Supreme Court, Amy Coney Barrett, has been officially nominated for the bench. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell on the Senate floor mocked concerns from Democrats that she would move to strike down the Affordable Care Act.
Mother of seven, including multiple children who were born or adopted facing pre-existing medical challenges, is just itching to block families like hers from accessing medical care. What a joke.
Several Democrats refused to meet with Judge Barrett. Her confirmation hearings are expected to get underway in October. The Senate also advanced a stopgap measure that will keep the government running through December 11th. Stocks were off today. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 131 points, the S&P 500 down 16, and the NASDAQ Composite down 32. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Military suicides are on the rise, and USA Radio's John Hunt has that story.
Military suicides have increased by as much as 20% this year compared to the same period in 2019, and some incidents of violent behavior have spiked as service members struggle under COVID-19, war zone deployments, national disasters, and civil unrest. While the data is incomplete and the causes of suicide are complex, Army and Air Force officials say they believe the pandemic is adding to the stress of an already strained force. And senior Army leaders who say they've seen about a 30% jump in active duty suicide so far this year said they're looking at shortening combat deployments. Such a move would be part of a broader effort to make the well-being of soldiers and their families the Army's top priority, overtaking combat readiness and weapons modernization. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg was laid to rest in a private burial at Arlington National Cemetery in Virginia. She was buried next to her late husband, Martin Ginsburg. Ruth Bader Ginsburg died on September 18th after a battle with metastatic pancreatic cancer. The burial ended more than a week of ceremonies and memorials to honor the second woman to be confirmed to the Supreme Court. Ginsburg is survived by two children, Jane and James, and four grandchildren. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.